Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Alex, welcome to Crypto Nights. We are very excited to have you here on our podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
And Alex, can we kick it off by you giving us an introduction to your background? I have been researching on you and I'm very excited, but I wanted our listeners to understand who you are, what your background is, and what your plans.
Yes, so I'm based in Miami, and my background is banking and also building technology for banks. I grew up in Switzerland, but I'm and also New York, and back to the U.S. 5 years ago. And my ancestors were Russian aristocrats and also Ashkenazi Jews. It's a funny combination. my previous company is called Nimbus with a Y. That's basically the first cloud-based banking platform in the U.S. for banks and credit unions. It's like a bank in a box. And I was founder and CEO. I raised more than $14 million for the company, created a multi-billion dollar pipeline, acquired a few companies as well. Investors were like famous people, marquee investors like Insight, Venture Partners, or Home Credit Bank, a large bank from Eastern Europe, and from the Czech Republic. So, I moved on to other opportunities, basically. So
exactly.
My plan is to re-platform retail banking and one company at a time, and just so that the consumers would benefit from a better user experience, better value, and we're applying blockchain wherever it makes sense, wherever we can. It doesn't always make sense. And also, we really combine blockchain with artificial intelligence. And our strategy is to build companies, or to acquire legacy companies and upgrade the software acquired because of the team and the existing client base or financial institution. Our process is different. We're not bragging about an idea and issuing a press release when we have nothing but a white paper, or even before a white paper. We're actually funding this until the MVP, until the first client site. We're finding teams of us and give them sweat equity who are subject matter experts who can help us with some specs and run the company. And we work with advisors who actually know me personally, the company personally, actually help with specs. Help with their expertise. And Wish is what we are now coming out of stealth with. That we have years in the product, scaling it.
Like one of the things that myself and my partner, Chuck Kakani, look for is a list of the real companies, an existing company. How long has it been on? Have they raised traditional capital? Right. Have they reached MVP? Have revenue? You know, all the things that you and I would, if we were investors, we would look for common sense stuff, right?
Yes. So, you want to turn the game to have raised money. Yeah. To understand, many companies and the blockchain and are think that they can raise, and then they can manage to do market making change and then try to raise the token, and many of those people actually don't understand that it's a little bit illegal. It's called insider trading in civilized countries. And it's a little bit illegal to have some advisor get a percentage of rate if they are not of the raise, right? If they are not registered reps of a BD firm, of a broker dealer, yes. Investment bankers with Series 7, Series 79, Series 34. And it's even a little bit illegal to have somebody promote the token on a Telegram channel because the SEC considers it a security. So basically, what you're doing is you're promoting securities to potential invite. And it's also a little bit weird to say that, oh, we can sign a security. A SAFT in itself is a security. And when people sign a SAFT, they sign it with one simple reason, they expect profit. So, right? And when you go and list your tokens, listing on the crypto exchange, why do you list it? Because you have some appreciation. Try to create this appreciation by selling those tokens to some other people and doing intraday trading with them and trying to increase the volume, right? And then some crypto exchanges are helping you doing that, and they actually act as a casino, not as an exchange, where the house is the exchange itself, and they increase the rate, and they increase the rate of the crypto, etc. So it's like people don't understand that the SEC or, you know, the federal authorities, they don't have like an immediate reaction. They could come and knock at the people's door at 5 a.m. in a year, right? What you raised in your ICO. And also people don't understand that everything that you put in the white paper, if it's actually, or you put people there that, you know, have nothing to do with the business, or you're saying, oh, I did a card and I'm going to issue a crypto enabled card, and you never talk to her. that's considered to be fraud. and that's a federal, just like securities.
The funny thing is, things you're talking about, I'm thinking of somebody who did that, right?
Yeah.
Example of fraudulent ICOs.
Yeah, so we're a group of people who actually did it before, and I have my background. I also have a master's of it, and I used to be a banker. And Anderson is about, and we're also launching the Blockchain Foundation, a nonprofit that will promote fraud space, and we're going to work with the regulators and the legislators of society to explain that as a technology. It's not really about ICO scams. It's about technology that worked. And potentially make the world a better place and make people more honest, even if they don't want to, but they will potentially have no choice. So, when I'm talking to, support layer of Coral Gables, you know, Congressman Carlos Curbelo, when we explain the technology, people have this, you know, how can we help?
Some time. I was going around and I was going through the company and your venture being talked about at WAI, wish.ai. Mm-hmm. And I was, now you have been working this is the opposite of everything I hear from ICOs, yeah. Right? So you've actually been working for a couple of years, you raise money and you build this idea and you're it is blockchain centric because all the features that are needed for chat messaging and a concierge system. But I wanted you to take a few minutes and introduce the idea to a potential end user first, and then we'll go into a potential investor. Yeah.
So I'll example of or a few typical examples of what we're actually solving, because we have we continue. A software product is never done, right? So we'll continue to add features. So say you want to change your flight and the airline, because you have. So you're calling the airline. First, you speak to the IVR. You spend 5 minutes, blah, 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 choosing, well, what is it that I want to do, right? Then you give me your loyalty program number and blah, blah, give me my number. You're like trying to find this, right? And then you end up shouting, operator, the IVRs. And then you find this. And then, sorry, you have to wait 10 minutes because all operators are busy. And then you feed to the operator. You have to explain to them your flight number. That they quietly look for the options, then they give you the options, and then the card number, or in some cases you actually even have to send an email, right? So 21st century, 2018, you still just being able to check with your airline. Hey, me, Alex, I need to change, and they know that it's you. A response that could be a mini app, and you could type, but then if it's something. A mini app pops up with a form, you know, like when you book a flight, and tuck, 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 you choose. And imagine then the airline would be 8:30, you see when you land, what's the airport, and in those mini apps, you click on the option, and then it offers you to pay. And if you pay using a card, you pay 3%. If you pay using points, size points, you save 9% plus 30 cents. And you do it all, and you do it all fast, and the airline, there's a lot of information could be collected by the chatbot, but then we can chatbot to the human being, and you don't need to waste time on the phone because the human being on the research, they can send you this, the options, but they, you know, you just quietly, you get a message, work on your request, minutes, you get the options, bum, 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 done. That's what Wish allows an enterprise, which we call it, okay, smart messaging for the enterprise. So that's a messaging platform or a messaging protocol for And that's a conversational interface, chat with embedded mini apps. We can route, we call it smart routing. We can route the message to a certain person within the enterprise or an API related core service. The company, let's say you have the airline, so it's tickets, you know, flights, change the flight. They offer it to loyalize the client. For example, you need to hotel. Then the message is a community of service providers. And this community, it could be people or it could be services, software developers, APIs, right? And on the blockchain for, you know, numbers, settlement, micropayments, for example, smart escrow, identification, building transportation management, dispute resolution, right? So we have those AI even messaging first, virtual assistant as a service, and what we call the network, the blockchain-based protocol that is basically the rails for all this. And we plan to make it open source, and Wish is the app that is using it form and using the protocol. And we will allow other people, like, you know, similar company maybe in China, you know, create a little community of, you know, service providers or, you know, manual and use the
Excel. You have applications, you have individuals as service providers, technology, people could be even developing software that could be
Yes.
a service that could maybe tell you the weather in Miami. I don't know.
Yes.
Depending upon what you want to do, and people get to choose what to pay. And then you have minimized or eliminated the transactional fees because of an alternative of blockchain.
Yes. Well, but we also scale B2B. It's an enterprise solution. Like, we're addressing the, like, for example, like, they have an assistant, but first of all, they just do it for the Android products. Like, American Airlines cannot use it, right? It's strictly integrations. So it's chatbots and integrations. So, but, you know, we know that Skynet doesn't exist yet. AI is, you know, far from being, it's smart, it's getting smarter, but you still need a human from time to time. So that's what we have created, this seamless handover from a chatbot to a human being. We call it smart routing. And also we have created a way to create a chatbot or a mini app for any type of request or service. And we have it's a multi-channel approach. So let's say it could be an app. We could integrate into the existing app of an enterprise, and we could offer as well like a white labeled Telegram bot. So, but you talk to your airline using through Telegram, right? Or SMS. We can set up a number for the enterprise, or even voice, and we can transcribe and the whole platform messaging operating system. It's like inbox where you see messages coming from different directions and different channels. And the cool thing is that we can actually give the enterprise ability to mine the data. Like, you know, you have, like, we're having this conversation for customer quality control. And then what do you do? It's a sound file. You have to listen. But the message is, you know, the data is actually mineable. So you can mine it in order to understand, you know, preferences. You can easily track your customer support or your employee performance, because you see when the person answered, how long it took. And so we're providing this engine, and you can also use it for dispute resolutions, right? So
that the technology can do. Can you give us an idea of how much of it has been already built out? And you told me also earlier before we started recording that you have built out an MVP and so on and so forth. So if you can give us an idea of, because this is so unlike yours, where it's a white paper and an idea, and you have somewhere, and you're hoping someday they will build it. You don't even know it. But this is the opposite. You've done a lot of work. Can you give us an idea of how much of the technology has been built, what people can expect to see tomorrow?
Sure. So, yeah, I get it. It's a weird approach, right? Building a real business.
And you can just ICO and make money.
Investing in the game and investing a few million dollars and a few years into building something and actually having existing clients implementations that will give us like 10 users through those corporate clients that we're going live with, starting from residents, an online city guide, a mobile banking platform, a fintech kind of thing, an affinity group, like C-level executives, and also a big association of veterans. And so at the end, it's just tens of millions of users, right? That will onboard within the next 6 months. So what's built today, way beyond MVP, and heavy. So the actual messaging engine is built. The customers, the service provider portal is built. The reporting engine is built. We have the app that we can write. We have built also an amazing app for residential buildings. Like we'll add a subsite for residential.wish.ai because we have seen that also the problem. Like you have to call them or talk to the front desk, and you have to book amenities manually, and you have to when you want to book your party room, you actually have to carry a cashier's check to them. It's funny. So this special mobile app for the residential buildings. Also, we have built it. We can white label a bot for an enterprise, and we have built the SMS channel. The protocol not built yet. We're now actually choosing the blockchain that we want to use for that. Choosing Ethereum and looking at EOS, who has been launched recently. And at Ripple as well. So we have funds now, and they need actual companies, not just a company who wants to launch a token and then a real network. So it's like we have weekly sprints. Funnily enough, it's software. So and we work around the first clients, right? So for example, we work around this community of residential buildings. And in Florida, we're working as well around the client that has this online city guide widget, and you can register and you can look. It's a New York guide, so you can check what's happening in the city, and then I want to buy a ticket to an event, and then boom and done, right in the widget there. So you register first, and then you can transact. So you not pay and get your confirmation as well, download it, etc.
I have multiple ways of people making money with Wish. I could be an individual service provider, and sure. I could make money with by providing some kind of a service. Maybe I'm doing a logo design. It doesn't really matter.
Be a locksmith. You could be a dog walker.
Could be a dog walker. Anything that a TaskRabbit does, for example. I could also develop an app and automate certain things and provide that as a service for a fee as well.
Yes.
And you allow me that.
Yes.
And then the third type of company that's interested is enterprises that maybe have a contact or a call center in India or the Philippines or something. And we're all sick and tired of using those IVR and then the human interfaces. And then you repeat everything you told IVR again to the human being. So there's such an inefficient and time wastage and all that. So you're kind of taking that whole.
And then getting an authorization by email and then fill it out and then send it back. And also give all your card information to the person in the call center. And although the DSS compliant, which is like you cannot share, they should be able to use your card. They do. They go and do some shopping online.
That's right. So, and when you build this, so for example, if you take your residential solution, you build a white label app, and then you literally any residential building anywhere in the world technically could utilize that and go there. So, and not only are you building the underlying tech, we're also building a few apps just to show that, hey, it's almost like Netflix originals. Wish has its originals that you're building.
Yeah, well, basically, yes. For example, so some certain verticals, an app makes sense, right? So we're building this customized app for example, residential buildings. The next one will be hotels. And for some verticals, it doesn't make sense. Like, for example, for banks, the access point is the mobile banking app. Waiting, so now your bank will have this chat window that is powered by Wish, so you can talk to the banker, or you can, and you don't need to talk to a banker, then just the API gets you back the mini app with your balance, and you can pay your bill. At the same time, you could say, well, I need to book a hotel. And because Wish has part of this margin, you can give it back to client in, because those points are tokenized and you can use them within the ecosystem. And it's more to redeem, and it's more fair than the usual kind of rewards model where you Bank of America dollars of points on their books is contingent liability, right? So they don't want you to spend those points. So that's why I'll print the voucher and then find that it's a dark corner of the online banking platform. Oh, yeah, well, after you found it. Okay, now you have to print it. And then you have to call us, right? And then, oh, well, you know what? And then when you spend it, we're getting 50% back because, you know, only 1% of people can really calculate what's the value of the point, right? They think, oh, we got 1%. But, you know, guess what? You got 20% because of breakage and because, you know, the margin on redemption. And with large banks, for example, usually it's like a third party who's doing that. So even it's not even the bank. So they're making a ton of money on redeeming those coins for you.
Well, so I totally
agree. Obviously, blockchain solves a lot of that, right? Because
And now I wanted to switch gears because in the interest of time, we probably have 10 minutes. So I wanted you to talk to us about the security token. So
right.
You're clearly looking at you have already raised traditional capital. Can you reveal to us how much you have already raised for building it? If that is something you can.
Yeah, around 2 million.
Okay. So you built what you have right now and you continue to build it. So can you talk a little bit about your security token offering? What are the dates? Where should we go, et cetera, et cetera?
And also, what's important to understand is that ours is a little bit different from traditional, Silicon thing, when you raise the first 2 million, and what do? Immediately? You hire a bunch of people, you hire an office, a ping pong table, free meals, and you have a Nintendo game room, right? And our approach is a little bit different. We were just investing in the technology. Well, a little bit in marketing, a little bit in legal, quite a lot in legal when we started to prepare for the ICO, because I didn't want to get a CC or having to. Well, you know what? You have to return all your money, all the money raised to the investors. So you just wasted $1 million in 6 months preparing. It's a 3 million, and we haven't published it yet. It's a private round initially, and it's a Reg D, Reg S, accredited investors, U.S., non-U.S. It's a 3 million, 30 million hard cap. It's 3 rounds and 40% discount in the first round, 20% discount in the second round, and 0% is third round, and $10 each round. And 10% of the company, it's a Delaware company, Delaware corporation. We are 10% of the company to second holders. We actually give distributions, like, you know, if there is a liquidity event, the company sold or going public, or if they're, you know, dividends paid. Plus we give cent, the gross revenue of which allocated to security token holders. So it becomes token that's, I don't like the word token actually, because many people because of some guys with bad intentions. And for me, the faster all this gets cleaned up, the better it is for all of us who think that blockchain will be the world a better place. Yeah. And lots of technology. I like the word team, and which is because people can invest directly, more fair for the investors. It's more fair for us as a company, because there are no Valley VCs in between who take 220 and kind of, you know, and their goal is buy low, sell high. And most of them is just really understanding B2C apps that they can relate to, or that their kids are using. When you talk to many of enterprise solutions, you know, some. It's really easy for them to understand. We're talking obviously on one of the security token exchanges that are about to go live by finance. So it's cool for the investors because obviously because it's a security, we can talk about the apps, we can talk about the actual business plan, we can talk about the clients that we have signed up, and we can talk about the users that we'll have, right? And the SaaS fees that we're going to be getting, and the commission from pre-integrated service providers that we're going to be getting, and the potentially the targeted advertising fees, right? We plan to launch we call it Wish Points. That's basically a digitized loyalty point that is used for transacting in the platform and being rewarded. And then the security token holders will get an airdrop of those wish points. which points will have value, and so a certain model that will offer in terms of able to redeem that, right? So think of it, and easier to use, to redeem, you know, more value than the usual loyalty. So we're talking to banks in the U.S. So that people could fund the wallets from their, you know, kind of fiat bank account, and that without the need of going through an exchange or paying a big commission for that, or, you know, or using a credit card and paying 3%, right? So this way we add an additional value. And if you know that you spend, let's say you use it to talk to your building, right? And have like this access to this kind of, you know, virtual digital concierge. And you know that you're going to spend $100 a month. So you fund the wallet, enjoy this instant settlement, and, you know, and you're saving 3% on every transaction. And you get, the more you spend, the more you get back.
Got it. So date is, because it's a Reg D, Reg S, you're talking to accredited investors only in the U.S.
U.S. Reg S is yes, and institutional investors.
Say that again?
Institutional investors.
Yes.
They're accredited as well.
Of course. And can you give us a timeline? When is the first sale going live?
So we hope in 10 to 14 days.
Okay.
Funny enough, and again, that's another funny situation with us, is that we can actually build the product first, and then we started to think about messaging. We got the clients in, and then we started to work on the white paper and the website. So, and because it's a product, when we explain it to people, they where do I sign? But on the website, it's like it's still a little bit like a little bit wordy and a little bit, and then people maybe think, oh, it's a B app. It's not a B2C app. It's an enterprise solution. So they're working on the messaging and on the white paper and to define those products, the network, the open source network, the Wish Intelligent Network, and the AI messaging protocols, and the virtual assistant as a service that is AI driven but human. So Wish as a massive platform, and the future service providers, automated and offline. That's what. So we're still running. So 10 to 14 days.
Fantastic. All best. Now, are there other important points you wanted to make to our listeners that I may not have asked or covered?
Point. When I was, the last 3-4 months, I was participating in various conferences. I was speaking at Consensus Summit. And I actually didn't enjoy as a sponsor and as an attendee. Sometimes to get the badges, sometimes the lines to get to the networking event. Not organized, and, you know, not being really able to connect with the investors, and also I'm pescatarian and gluten free, and I have allergy to sulfites, so the cheap Chardonnay wine and plastic cups, me and sandwiches and with ham and bread didn't work either. So I thought, if we organize an actual conference in Miami, where the weather is, when, you know, and women actually look like women, like men, and there's no real traffic, and, you know, it's 15 minutes to the airport. What if we organize a conference in Miami? That is like, you know, we change shift, and the website is .io. What if we don't talk about EOS? What if we talk about, you know, how blockchain could make ways? And what if we talk? What if we unite the blockchain world and the enterprise world, institutional investors, government, banks, and also real assets like, you know, real art, music, and we could unite those two worlds, and so that people can educate themselves and also have so summing up in October. And I urge you all to come and or sponsor the conference, because we want to launch kind of the Miami Blockchain Week, and the kind of like puzzle for blockchain and fintech, where people can actually enjoy good food. So we're going to, and our main business, we're giving back. So part of the proceeds is going to the Florida Blockchain Foundation. We're actually offering gourmet food, including healthy options, vegan options, gluten-free options. We have gourmet food trucks. It's free, this. Investors, there will be an investor lounge and, you know, free food and free alcohol. good alcohol, champagne, right? And then also Wish will provide a free digital concierge service for the attendees of the conference. White Glove wants to pick up the and lots of place to network. Not like you will not have a door and lounges and every stand is a, and you have couches and you have bottle service. You have waitresses. You have bars, and also we do we work hard, but also so we're doing, you know, after blockchain shift is over, we're the night shift. So we're going to work ours with four superstar DJs, and we transformed it all into a club, a nightclub. And soon we'll be announcing DJs, but it's like four superstars from, you know, Europe, from the US. And it's going to be a massive party. And again, it's only for attendees. And guess what? We will invite ladies from Miami, because most of the 99% is guys. Who wants to party with 4,000 guys? Not me, 3,000 girls joining us. So
shift in Miami. And what are the dates of the conference?
It's 11th and 12th of October.
And what website where they can go to right now if they want?
Blockchainshift.io.
Blockchain Shift. Listeners, please make a note of both of those, wish.ai and blockchainshift.io. And wish with a Y. I like that. Alex, it's been a pleasure. We had much more time. This has been one of the best podcasts. I'm sure people will go crazy sharing this. If you like this, please rate us 5 stars and share it with everybody you know who is interested in the blockchain world, and certainly to those accredited investors that want to participate in the private sale.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.